Welcome to the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Cruz. Just like you, I'm an independent retail business owner. I love the home decor and gift boutique I co-own with my sister, but I don't want it to consume me or my life. Join me each week as I share lessons learned, helpful tips, and valuable information for your retail business and life. Whether you're buying your products or making your products, whether you're a $25K business or a $2.5 million business, I'm on a mission to help indie retailers work less, profit more, and grow. Let's get started on today's episode. Welcome to episode 206 of the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast. Relay Financial, a cash flow tool for independent retailers. I'm your host, Kathy Cruz. So today I'm just going to dig right in because this episode might be a little bit longer. I have a lot to say about this tool, but my intention for this episode is to introduce all of you to this online business banking platform that is really ideal for cash management in a retail business. In case you don't know what I mean when I say cash management in a retail business, I'm going to explain it in the most simple terms, so keep listening. Anyhow, Relay is an online banking platform that's designed, it was designed with profit first in mind. And when I'm talking about profit first, this is a book by Mike Michalowicz, that's the author. An essential aspect of running a successful retail business is banking and cash flow management, really cash flow management for me. Banking is a tool that we can use, especially now with Relay, that will help us manage our cash flow better. And I know that cash flow is an issue for many of you, and I don't just mean generating revenue when I talk about cash flow. It's really important. Don't confuse the two. Yes, for sure, they're intertwined, but revenue is what your business makes in income. Cash flow is the money that flows in and out of your business. So when you think about cash flow, that can get pretty complicated. We have business credit cards, we have deposits, we have withdrawals, we have bill payment. There's a lot of money that comes in and out. And cash flow is often problematic for entrepreneurs. All entrepreneurs, let me say that, not just retailers, because income and expenses are like two roller coaster rides if they were to be next to each other, but they don't always travel in unison. One month income is high with expenses low, and other months expenses are high and income is low. Can we talk about summer months in retail? When all of that Christmas product is arriving, some of you, this is going to click. You're getting all of this inventory for October, November, December, but it arrives June, July, August, and that means your credit cards are getting charged. You're getting deductions from your bank account. It's a lot of outgoing cash and not so much incoming cash. So, of course, cash flow is wonky, especially in retail. One area that can make a significant impact on your success with cash flow is actually managing it with banking. And I know this is going to sound odd, but it really is effective. Profit First was a book that I read three times. I started to implement it after the second time I read the book. And it did start, it really made a difference for me. So hear me out here. It's really important. By setting up a good banking system around cash flow, you can help alleviate some of that cash flow angst. And we all have it. And this is where Relay Financial comes in. It is a tool that's specifically tailored to the needs of the entrepreneur on that bumpy roller coaster ride. I am an affiliate for Relay, but Relay did not sponsor this podcast. I decided to do this podcast on my own because I genuinely feel it's a good tool. I'm sharing about it because this is a platform that I wish would have existed probably 6 years, 7 years ago when I started implementing a version of Profit First cash flow management system. And I really implemented a version of it for both of my businesses. And when I say a version of it, it's because if you read Profit First, it isn't completely tailored to a retail business, but you can implement a version of it that serves you. And that would be a whole nother podcast. But for the sake of today, I do want to let you know that it is extremely helpful. Because cash flow is the lifeblood of any business, and for retailers, it's crucial to have a clear picture of your financial health. What do I mean by cash flow management? And here I am to answer that question. I'm referring to setting up a system where you can essentially create cash buckets. Back in the day, this was known as the envelope system, when people would cash their checks at a bank and then divvy up that money into envelopes for different bills. Yep, it was cash in separate envelopes, like one for rent, one for utilities, one for food and groceries. And what I'm suggesting and what Mike Michalowicz teaches in Profit First is to apply the same concept to your business. I want you to determine what percentage or amount you need to set aside every month for certain parts of your business. For example, every 2 weeks, I would put 8% of all of our income at the store I co-owned with my sister. I would put that into a sales tax account. And every time I went to pay sales tax every month, I always had the money to pay it. I didn't have to worry about where that money was coming from. I would also do the same thing for our owner's pay. I would set a percentage, and I started small. I've talked about this in several podcast episodes. As our business grew, that percentage grew. So when it was time to pay ourselves, we also knew the money was there. Now, were the percentages perfect when I started the system? No. I tweaked along the way. So don't put the pressure on yourself to have these exact percentages. But the benefit was peace of mind, knowing I could pay what I needed to pay when it was due. And when I wanted to pay myself, that was really important. Another big benefit is setting up a system like this really forced me in the best way to pay attention to my numbers, particularly at the store I co-owned with my sister. When I set this all up, I did this following the principles taught in Profit First. I want to mention that. But what Mike Michalowicz teaches is just one version of cash flow management that's actually taught by a variety of people. The book will give you some aha moments, but other experts and financial gurus teach versions of this concept. Profit First just happened to be the one I came across first. And I will say the book is packed with a lot of aha moments where I would read it and I would go, oh, that's what I'm doing. Or yes, that's so relatable. I understand that. I will circle back to when I said I read the book 3 times. I am a slow learner. So I was resisting parts of setting up the system and I had a hard time understanding it. And I want to make sure I mention that because even though I talk about data and I might seem like a whiz at technology and some other things, I don't learn quickly. So I read the book a second time and then I read a book the 3rd time, but I didn't judge myself for it. I just let myself dig into the book the 2nd time when I was ready for it, when I was mentally ready for it. And I've taught about Profit First in Master Shopkeepers. I hosted a Profit First book club. That was the 3rd time I read the book in Master Shopkeepers. I have blogged about Profit First, and we'll link that in the show notes. And one thing I've learned is that business owners really stop themselves from implementing the system because they don't want to set up multiple bank accounts. That's what this whole cash management system is asking you to do. Set one up for sales tax, set one up for owner's pay. I mean, I think at one point we had 6 accounts. It didn't bother me. Yeah, there were a lot of transfers happening in the bookkeeping, but that became really easy. It was more about seeing these individual buckets and where my money really, where like the balances really showed me about the business. But I don't want you to stop there, right? I don't want you to say, okay, this is a great solution for me. This is going to help me visually understand about my cash flow, because you don't want to go to a local bank and ask them. And luckily, this was not the case for me at the time. We had a great local bank that we worked with. And yes, I did resist setting up those multiple accounts, but after reading the book a 2nd time, I just knew it would be worth it. So of course, one of the key challenges for independent retailers is finding that banking solution that understands what it is that we're trying to do with this cash flow system, that understands that the owner is trying to create a system that's going to work better for them, rather than the bank just saying, well, we don't do that. And that's, again, why I think Relay Financial could be helpful. This new business banking platform, it offers streamlined banking, and it allows us to set up and manage a cash flow system with ease. They are prepared to offer you that service. So just to give you an idea again, if you have 5 or 6 bank accounts, like me, I had 5 or 6 for the store, 3 for Savvy Shopkeeper. With Relay, you can create up to 20 accounts for free, then easily create automated transfers between the accounts. And what I mean by that is you can say, okay, every 2 weeks, I want you to automatically transfer from my income account, where all of that's like the bucket where all of the income goes. And I want you to take 8% of my income from my income account and transfer that to my sales tax account. So you can create these rules so it happens automatically. Now, the big question, at least it is for me when it comes to banking or really any software tool that I'm interested in, is how much will it cost? It's actually free. And I want to say this again, it is free. Yes, the banking service and creating a cash management system is free in Relay. Now, usually the question I get after that is, come on now, like how do they make money? So of course Relay makes money. They make money, but they don't make it off the cash management system you'll set up. They make money from credit cards that they offer and other services. If you're wondering if this is still too good to be true, I can tell you that we have Master Shopkeepers members who use it and love it. One member in particular who said that this changed everything for her in 2023. Now, if you're intrigued and ready to take control of your banking and cash flow, really getting started with Relay is pretty simple. So you'll visit the show notes for this episode at savvyshopkeeper.com/episode206. I'll say that one more time, savvyshopkeeper.com/episode206. Or you can visit savvyshopkeeper.com/relay. Once you're on that page, the Relay page, you'll click the button there to head to Relay and then just hit the sign up button. And the initial sign up is simple. I think it was like 6 fields: first name, last name, phone number, date of birth, and then your typical login information. What email do you want to log in with and password? So what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep. 6 pieces of information that you need just to open that simple account. One last thing, I think this is going to be the last thing, but then sometimes I still go off. If you're a Master Shopkeepers member, Relay team members actually came into Master Shopkeepers and they gave a demo in a group call in 2023. You will get so many more questions answered if you want to watch that replay, and we'll link the replay in the show notes too. Again, this is episode 206. So just to wrap up and highlight some of what Relay is and offers, and this is just like a bullet point list of things about it that I think you know, kind of common questions that you might have. So Relay is 100% a virtual bank. Relay is a financial technology company. So while not a bank itself, the services are provided through Thread Bank, which is FDIC insured. And I know that's very important. Relay does have an app, so you can have the app on your phone. And there are no account fees, no overdraft fees, and no minimum balances, which means you get to keep more in your pocket. You can deposit checks through the mobile app, I believe. And this is the thing, maybe a couple of things have changed, but last I knew, you can deposit checks through the mobile app. And as the official banking partner for Profit First, Relay is perfect for this cash management system. Business owners can create up to 20 individual accounts and then automate those percentages and the transfers using rules. All right, what else is there? You can also create up to 50 physical or virtual debit cards to keep track of spending, which personally I wouldn't do. I would just be interested in the banking and the transfers. They don't provide you with checks. However, They did say that this is coming and they will actually issue checks. I feel like more and more of us don't use checks often, but if you need a check to be issued, they will do that. And last I knew, when they did the demo a couple months ago in the group, they do that for free. So if you're the person that's like, I really rarely use checks, maybe I write one or two a year, then this might be ideal. If you use your checkbook a lot, you might want to wait until they get and offer checks. But I know so many people in Master Shopkeepers don't use checks that much. The next thing is they make unlimited payments via ACH, wires or checks. You earn interest on every spare dollar with Relay Savings Account. So if you open a savings account, they provide secure read-only access to your accountant or bookkeeper. So if they want, obviously they're going to want access to this just like they do your typical bank accounts. They provide that. And they made, and it sounds like they do integrate with QuickBooks Online, which I know most of you use, and Xero. They do not integrate with Wave, last that I knew, in case some of you use Wave. The last thing I want to mention is I still believe in having a local banking relationship, because you'll still want a local bank to take your cash deposits to. But more importantly, I think local banking relationships are just important. When I opened the store with my sister in 2015, I had to think about that. We established a relationship with a local banker at Citizens Bank, and she was fantastic. She's not at the bank anymore, but she delivered all the paperwork to us for the multiple accounts we were opening so that we could sign it and we didn't have to leave the store. She also did that so she could meet us in person. Every year they would send us a gift. And when I had questions, she always replied to my emails promptly. And I really appreciated that. I know that if we needed to apply for additional banking services or if we needed to open a line of credit and we didn't, but if we did, she would have helped us. Funny side story is she was also a creative and a really fantastic wreath maker, and she ended up teaching workshops in our store. So anyhow, that's a bit of a side note, but kind of cool story about, you know, establishing those banking relationships. So it's time to wrap this episode up. It is, to me, refreshing to see that Relay Financial is revolutionizing the way independent retailers manage their finances. You, if you've been listening to this podcast from episode one, you know that one of my frustrations is that sometimes I feel like this retail industry is really antiquated. So having a tool like this that brings us into 2024, I appreciate it. I really do. If you're already familiar with Profit First, this episode will definitely make sense. And you'll be thinking the same thing as me, like, finally, this has happened. If you're struggling with cash flow, do yourself a favor and get a system set up for yourself. It doesn't matter to me if you use Relay or not, but create a system so that you have a better understanding of what's going on in your business. It's the one thing that I stressed a lot when I taught the Cash is Queen Masterclass last year, was create a system for yourself. And if you've been resisting it, this is your sign. Now, I mentioned a lot of resources in this episode, but the most important is that I'll have my link for Profit First in the Savvy Shopkeeper Bookshop, which I talked about in a previous episode. And I'll also have my link for Relay, both listed in the show notes for this episode. So again, just one more time in case you need it, savvyshopkeeper.com/episode206. When you use those links, you'll support independent bookstore owners and this podcast by using those specific links, and I do appreciate it. If you found this episode valuable, don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. I do appreciate it. I read every single one, and it does make a difference. It makes a difference for me, and it makes a difference for the podcast. Until the next episode, be savvy and boss up.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.